Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, please, from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water. Sounds of a living water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water, sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to welcome everyone to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel, here with my lovely rib, Rhea Serene Israel. Say Shabbat. Say Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom, Israelite. Shalom, King Priest. Shalom, Shalom. And what is today? Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We're in the midst of the week.
Yes, yes. It is.
Amen.
Hump day.
So they say.
Yes,
so they
it
call
is.
It.
All praises.
All praise to the Most High God of Israel. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for another day.
Well, we want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters once again. And today we are dealing with the Great White Throne Judgment. The Great White Throne Judgment. What is the Great White Throne Judgment? What's the purpose of the Great White Throne Judgment? And who will be able to stand in the Great White Throne Judgment? Listen, people, if we don't come up in the first resurrection, we are going to stand in the second resurrection. And that is to say, the Great White Throne Judgment. So therefore, we need to understand this principle, why the world is trying to avoid it, why most churches don't even deal with this topic, you know, unless they write in a book concerning it. Why is this being so avoided, you know, that judgment is coming? And one, judgment is going to start in the house of God. You see, that's the other thing. So there's a reason for pause. There's a reason for fear. There's a reason for correction. There's a reason for standing in awe of the true and living God power. There's a reason for just behaving ourselves before God in Christ. So, with all of that being said, what we always like to do is open up with a scripture and prayer. And if we could ask our brothers and sisters, brothers, if you could stand and face Jerusalem and uncover your heads, and sisters, if you could stand and face Jerusalem and cover your heads as we approach the Father.
I will sing of mercy. Judgment, and to thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A forward heart shall not depart. A forward heart shall depart from me. Thank you, Jesus. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 101, verses 1 through 8. In Jesus' holy, precious, mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit. And give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too a mind to perceive and eyes to see, and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies and endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, as we go to Facebook Live, we want to say shalom, shalom to the family on Facebook that's just tuning in. We are dealing with the Great White Throne Judgment. What is the Great White Throne Judgment? What do it mean to us? And what do it mean to those of us that may stand in a Great White Throne Judgment? God forbid, because if we stand in a Great White Throne Judgment, that means we've done something to be judged for. That means we've done something to not come up in the first resurrection for. That means that we are in a position to be judged for whatever reason. And that's the conversation we do not want before God and Christ. So let's get started with this. Let's start this in Psalms 119 and 160. Psalms 119 and 160, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Psalms 119
and 160. And 160, yes, ma'am.
Okay. There we go. Psalms 119. And verse
160.
I know. That's way down here.
Yeah, I know.
Psalms 119 and verse 160 reads, "Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endures forever."
Thy word is true from the beginning. So if he said that there's going to be a great white throne judgment in the end, and him being the Alpha and Omega, that means that he spoke of the great white throne judgment in the beginning. That's that conversation. We have to be conscious of that. Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 9, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Ecclesiastes 3 and 9 reads, "What profit had he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end.
See, and that's another thing. He can put the world in your heart that you won't even find him. He'll put the world in your heart that for one purpose and one purpose alone, for judgment and destruction. That's another conversation that we don't want to have before God in Christ. And that's also in the law. He said, I set the world in their heart versus the laws of God. I set the world in their heart versus the scriptures. I set the world in their heart versus the law, the prophets, and the apostles. It's a difference. We have to be careful with these things. Amen? Mm-hmm. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 8.
Amen.
Isaiah 46 and verse 8, when you receive it, read.
Isaiah 46 and 8 reads, remember this and show yourselves men. Bring it again to mind, O ye transgressors. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me.
Why? Because he is before the former things. He is before the works of old. So he said, I'm God. Let's get back. Let's remember that. Amen? Continue.
Amen. Verse 10 reads, declaring the end from the beginning, and from an ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
He said he declared the end from the beginning. What do you mean? That means that he said he already called the great white throne judgment in the beginning. He called the great white throne judgment that there would be a judgment in the beginning.
Amen.
He declared the end from the beginning. So let's look at that. Let's go into Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, and let's pick it up at verse 3. Genesis 1 and 3. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 3 reads, and God said, let there be light, and there was light.
This light here isn't the sun, the moon, and the stars. This light here is the law. This light here is righteousness. This is this conversation that we shall walk in. Continue.
Verse 4, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness.
See, there go judgment. God divided the light from the darkness. What is darkness? Darkness is the sins and the works of evil that's done in the dark, but those things that are done against the commandments of God. So he's saying here, God divided the light from the darkness. That's judgment. That's judgment. He called the end from the beginning when? Continue.
Amen. Verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
So what do you mean he called the end from the beginning? Look, judgment is going to take place on the first day of the week, which just so happened to be the day after the Sabbath day, which happened to be the seventh day of the week, which just so happened to be the eighth day of mankind. That is to say, man would be judged on the eighth day or the first day of the week. Are we listening? He did call it in from the beginning. He did separate this day from the beginning, as he said. And this is why a lot of us is missing this memo. This is why a lot of us are saying that the kingdom of God is coming down on the eighth day. It is not. There's no scriptures that attestify to that. This is the only, look, the eighth day is the day that we're circumcised, that we can take part in the Father. What do you mean? Flesh and blood have to be done away with. This is why the law stands in Leviticus that a woman is clean of her issue of blood on the eighth day. This is why Isaac has to be circumcised on the eighth day. This is why Paul said that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because this is all done away with on the eighth day. Now, we could take part in what? The Passover, which just so happened to be from the first day of the week in the creation, it'll be the 14th day in the creation, and it happened to be the ninth day in the creation of man. Are we listening?
Amen.
Are we listening? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 19. Jeremiah chapter 3. No, John. That's John. John chapter 3 and verse 19. John chapter 3 and verse 19. When you receive it, read.
Amen. John 3 and 19 reads, "And this is the condemnation, the light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil."
That's why he divided the light from the darkness. He brought judgment from the beginning. That's why he said he declared the end from the beginning, that he separated light from darkness, and that's what he called light. He called light good, and he called darkness darkness. And here it is. He gave you a reason why he called it that. He said it's called evil. So he's separating the righteous from the wicked, those that are the light from those that are the dark, or those that was once lit and now has turned into darkness. Listening. Continue.
Amen. Verse 20. "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God."
See that now? That's the whole thing. We want to be walking in the light of God. We want to be those doing those things that he called good. Amen? Let's look at this a little further. Go to Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. Romans chapter 1 and verse 18.
Amen. Romans 1 and 18 reads, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness."
Because— Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So the wrath of God comes at the great white throne judgment. Who, upon who? Who know the truth and keep the truth from the people who hold the truth in unrighteousness, that they themselves would be judged above everything that's written, that they would lift themselves above those things that belong to God. God forbid that any one of us would have that in us to do, but this is what man is doing in the 21st century. We got this going on, both men and women. Women is lifting themselves up above the law, and men is lifting themselves up above the law. And they holding the truth in unrighteousness from them who would receive the law.
Amen.
Continue.
Verse 19, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God showeth it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse."
Well, we don't want to be a part of that conversation, and we know better. We know better than to keep the truth of God from people. We know better than to teach the opposite of anything that belongs to God and Christ. We know better, and we are, and we willfully are deliberately teaching people, not just people, but the children of God. God forbid if I should teach anyone that. God forbid if I should teach anyone I don't know. God forbid if I teach anyone of my children those things. God forbid if I teach anybody against anything that belong to him. Because I put that thing and I make myself above the things that belong to God. Continue.
Amen. 21. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened."
See, and that's the other thing, man. We can be unthankful before God in Christ. And we can find ourselves, instead of us walking in the light, we can find ourselves being turned into darkness. Now we can't perform that which is good. Now we're going to be performing things that are contrary to the law of God and darkness. God forbid, but this is what is and what is what man is doing today. We're creating an image of God into us. We're making people look at us versus those things that belong to him. We're taking those things that belong to him and creating them in our image, usurping authority from the law. God forbid. But this is what's going on. So he said, they were, look, if we do those things, we are without excuse because we know better. We know better.
Amen.
So ain't no way in the world we coming up in the first resurrection because we don't have any excuses for the things that we're doing in the flesh now. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34. Matthew 12 and 34, when you receive it, read.
Amen. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 34 reads, O generation of vipers, how can he, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things.
See that? So he said, O generations of vipers, how can ye being evil speak of good things? This is horrifying, because if he's calling us vipers, that means he's naming us after the serpent. He's calling us the children of the devil. John, this is John. Continue. And he's not just talking to anybody. He's talking to the teachers. He's talking to the priest. Continue.
Verse 36, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment.
See there, we got to be careful what we're saying about people. We got to be careful what we're talking about before God and Christ. We got to be careful about tale-bearing, sowing discord, teaching people those things that are contrary to the word of God. Continue.
Amen. Verse 37. For by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
Case in point. Because if we know the truth, this is that thing. If we know the truth, we are without excuse. Mm-hmm. That's horrifying. That's horrid. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Romans chapter 14 and 10. He said, every idle word we're going to be judged by. Every idle word, every last one. Not every other one, every last one. That's against the commandments of God. From Genesis to Revelation, we can't pick and choose what law we're going to keep. The word of God said man should live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We don't have any gray areas. Romans chapter 14 and 10, when you receive it, read.
Romans 14 and 10 reads, but why doest thou judge thy brother? Or why doest thou set a not thy brother, forgive me. For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of
Christ.
How
are we going to sit up here and judge anybody? Mm-hmm. We all going to stand before the judgment. We standing before his seat right now. Mm-hmm. Whether or not the Father see fit for us to even come up in the first resurrection. Are we listening?
Amen.
We in the judgment. We sitting right now and being judged before God and Christ by our words and our actions. Continue.
Verse 11. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God.
Yes, ma'am.
So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God.
Come on.
Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way.
See, we could be a stumbling block to people by holding the truth from them or teaching those things that don't belong to God or teaching people not to be faithful before God and Christ or teaching those things that not to be paid attention to before God and Christ. We could be stumbling blocks. No fear, none. We don't have no fear whatsoever before God and Christ, what we doing before him. None. We just think we can be any kind of way. We think we can say anything to anybody. We think we can talk any kind of way to anyone just because we know two or three scriptures. We can be funky, foul, belligerent, condescending, deliberately, and then turn around and say, I'm doing the will of God. Every idle word, every little word spoken in public or in secret is going to be accounted for. Everyone.
Amen.
Romans chapter 2 and 16. Romans 2 and 16, when you receive it, read.
Romans 2 and 16 read, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel.
He said, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of man by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. Look, what people is doing in the secret, what people is trying to plot against you, people trying to stir up evil against you, they will be judged by that. They'll be judged by that secret, evil, willful spirit, and think they're going to be able to get into the kingdom with them lies, with that mindset, with that spirit. No, we won't. No, we won't. The first thing and the worst thing, he's going to say, I never knew you. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. Revelation 20 and verse 10, when you receive it, read.
Revelation 20 and 10 reads, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are.
We're not dealing with him right now, but yes, the beast and the false prophet is in the lake of fire. And they're already being judged. They're going to be judged before the great white throne judgment. They're going to be cast in a lake of fire before the devil. And then the devil is going to be cast in a lake of fire. Him, too, is already judged. Therefore, he don't have nothing to lose but to drag as many people in the lake of fire with him. Every time he killed one of us, he raised his skull up. Look what I've done. Because angels don't have a skeleton. And we wear t-shirts and pants with skulls and bones on them. And that's something that the devil will glorify in. Continue.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And the devil that deceived them was cast, into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
So when we stand, God forbid, in the great white throne judgment, we won't get a chance to see the earth or the heavens anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not even written that we will. You see that? You see that right there? We will not be able to see heaven and earth ever again if we don't make it through the great white throne judgment. We will not be able to see them things forever. And we take this for granted because we have eyes and ears and we wake up every day and we can see the sun and the moon and the stars and the grass. But imagine being cast in and out of darkness and never being able to see those things again. Imagine your eyesight being taken away and never being able to see these things again. That would be horrible. Horror, horror, horror. Now he's telling us if indeed we stand in the judgment, you won't even get a chance to see these things again because we didn't appreciate them when we was here. We didn't thank God for these things. We didn't thank God for seeing the grass, the trees, the birds, waters, seas, people, animals, fish. We just took all these things for granted. Like we're supposed to receive these things. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, no, continue.
Amen. Revelation 20 and yes. 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another
Whoa. Book.
And the books were open.
You know what that means? The books from Genesis to Revelation. Commandments, the book of the law, the book of the dietary law, the book of how you treat your neighbors, the book of the feast days, just books. Books of hubris knowledge. Books. We're going to be judged by books. Not the book. He said books. Because he wrote books. We got 66 books in this thing that we call a Bible. Imagine how many he has. And we're going to call ourselves, we're going to think that we're going to be able to stand before him with our nonsense, our selfishness, our pettiness, our foolishness. Continue.
Amen. Revelation 20 and 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their work.
See, in the books, everyone was judged out of the books. Dietary laws, feast days, all the things that you heard, everything you said, everything we've done, we're going to be all judged according to the things that are written in these books. We're going to be a witness to ourselves whether or not we survive the great white throne judgment. Imagine this. You wake up, you're going to think this is a nightmare. One, you see God in front of you on a throne on fire, because Moses said our God is a consuming fire. So here he is. He's coming at us on a white throne carried by angels with our eyes all over their bodies, with four faces, with four heads, and they moving with the speed of light. They ain't just coming at you. They coming fast. And you in the judgment. Ezekiel chapter 1 say they move with the speed of light. The great white throne judgment is not going to be slow. It's not going to be, oh, we get to walk up to the throne. Oh, no, you know why? Because if you had the opportunity to walk up to the throne in the great white throne judgment, you would try to run. I would try to run. This is why this thing got wheels on it. He's coming on fire. Not only are we going to think this is our worst nightmare, we're going to try to wake up out of it, and we're not going to be able to. Because we already woke. But it's going to be unbelievable. Unbelievable. For the eyes and the mind to conceive. Because at this point, we all 100% literal. At this point, we all 100% cerebral. We're going to understand everything that we've done, just like we understand everything we're doing now. Everything we're saying now. We know what we're saying. We know what we're doing. And we're going to stand before God like we're going to get away with it. And he said he got books. Plural. Continue.
Amen. Verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in it.
See,
dead.
Now that's another conversation, death and hell. These two are angels. We're going to find that out. Death and hell is angels. Now, my question is this. Do death and hell get to get thrown in the lake of fire? Because they got a job.
Right.
The job is to keep the dead dead. And hell is destruction. So why would God throw them in the lake of fire for doing what they do? Do they get an upgrade? Because he said, they, you know, that those of us that don't make it in the lake of, don't make it through the great white stone judgment will be cast in the lake of fire with death in hell. We're going to find out about death and hell. What is death and hell? These two are living beings. This is their name, death, and the other name is hell. We want to say, oh, no, that's a state of condition. Yes, it is. But these two beings, no. One name is death. The other one name is destruction. Destruction. He's there to destroy the body, turn it into ashes, turn it into worms that it decay. That's his job. Death is to take the being that motivates us, the light of God. Death is there to take that out of us and keep it in the gates of death. Continue.
Amen. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their work.
Stop. Okay, now let's look at this a little further. Let's go into John chapter 1. John chapter 1. And verse 1.
John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
That's what we're going to be judged by, the Word. That's what we're going to be judged by. That's the books right there. Why? Because he wrote all these books before there was a heaven and an earth or a man. All these books is already written, already printed out. So, you know, he didn't do this on the fly. If he had a loophole or something that he said, okay, well, I'm going to let you slide with this and I'm going to let you slide with that, that was already written before man, angel, heaven and earth was created. All of us are created with free will to do those things before God and Christ. Continue.
Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
See, that's the sinners. That's what death gets. Once you die, the light of man, he gets. Mm. He take it from your body. And he keep it until judgment. That's his job. Oh, we finna find his job out. Continue.
Amen. Verse 5. And when the light, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
See, that's why he's called the shadow of death. Because the light of man shine in darkness. Therefore, you can see the shadow of death. I'm not saying after you leave this world, but you can see him as your life leaves. Some of us have actually seen the shadow of death appear when our loved ones is leaving this world. We've seen them appear. We smelled them. We heard them. And no, he don't come like, I'm going to eat your soul. Him, no, man, that's Hollywood. Angels are beautiful, man. They hypnotic.
Amen.
They hypnotic. He said, the angels are going to be there at the judgment, and they're going to be ministering on the hell. They're going to be singing. So when we wake up, man, it's going to be hypnotic. We're going to be in a mind-blown situation. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and 10. Ecclesiastes 12 and 10. When you receive it, read.
Ecclesiastes 12. In verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Verse 10 reads, the preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth.
See, this is why we can't hold the truth in our righteousness, because we're going to be judged by that. See that? Read on.
Amen. The words of the wise are as goats and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given for one from one shepherd.
That'll be the God of Israel. Melchizedek, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Shepherd of Israel. The Shepherd of Israel. Continue.
Amen. Verse 11. Verse 12, forgive me. And further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh.
Come on.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man.
Look, man, there ain't no loopholes in this conversation. And if it is, they might know. They very, very small. Loopholes, and they call mercies. They're called grace. Continue.
For God shall bring every work into judgment.
How many?
Every work.
Everything we've done, everything we said, he's going to bring it into judgment. Continue.
Amen. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
There it is. See, nobody get away. No matter where you go, there you are.
Amen.
What you gonna do, run in circles? But that's about as far as you're gonna get. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. Matthew 4 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1 reads, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
And all of us had this conversation. We all been tempted by devils.
Amen.
And some devils move on people, family, friends, spouses, co-workers, strangers. Continue.
And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
We don't get to pick and choose what the word of God is.
Amen.
And what we decide is what's in it and what's not. We can't say, oh, this is a misprint. Oh, this is this and this is that, when it's right there and it's 1 + 1 = 2. We can't do that. Oh, we're saying the word of God is a lie, and we are witness to ourselves that we are saved before the world. The word of God is a mistake. It's filled with errors, and we are a witness. That's why we're able to tell you these things. God forbid, I ain't the one. I'm not the one. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Ecclesiastes. Give me, go to John chapter 5 and 25. John 5 and 25, when you receive it, read.
John chapter 5 and verse 25 reads, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
See, that's the first resurrection.
Okay.
And also the second. We're going to hear the Son of God. We're going to wake up horrified.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us that come up in the first resurrection, I can't even imagine that even that first, the first moment we wake up is going to be horrifying until we realize we're in the cloud and we've been changed. we can look and see that our minds and our head and our body's been changed. All of a sudden, we got all consciousness. We know exactly how much power it took to fire up the sun. All of a sudden, the fear go away. But those of us that don't come up in the first resurrection, it's going to be strictly fear. It's going to be strictly fear. It's going to be nothing but boo-hooing forever. Because he said this. He said this in Revelation chapter 21. He said he had to wipe away every tear. Why? Because if you made it through the great white throne judgment, you was boo-hooing. Continue.
Verse 26, for as the Father hath life in himself, so he hath given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man.
See, he came in the flesh, so we won't be able to hide and have excuses, you know, like, oh, God, you know, this flesh is this, that is. He was in that, man, I was in the flesh. I understand that, you know, hey, I wasn't born of a woman, but I know what that thing is, and I know what I put on you, and I know what you was able to handle, and I know the willful things that we chose, whether they were physical or spiritual, whether we spoke it or done it or wrote it. We can write evil. We have, the books say they have framed laws for mischief, so we can write evil too. Not only can we speak evil, perform evil, we can write evil. Continue.
Amen. Verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice.
That's an absolute statement. All that are in the grave. He said, don't marvel at this. Why? Read on.
Amen. 29. And shall come forth they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
See that? See that? There it is. Shalom, Cornell. Grace and peace, Prince. There it is. He said, unto the resurrection of life and the resurrection of damnation. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into John chapter 6 and 40.
Amen.
John 6 and 40, when you receive it, read.
John chapter 6 and verse 40 reads, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
There it is. That the last day is the eighth day. We can all believe on him. The book tell you in Revelation, he said he got different churches. The church of Samaria, the church that this church and Church of Philadelphia and so forth. He got different churches with different faiths. So not everybody's coming up in the first resurrection. That's why he said one from this city, two from this city. What? What? One from this city, two from another, one from this family, two from another family. It ain't going to be wholesale. The one thing that'll be wholesale is that everyone will stand at the last day. That's wholesale. Whether or not everybody make it, that's a different conversation. Continue.
Amen. Verse 41.
Yes, ma'am.
The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I come down from heaven? Jesus Therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent him draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
See that? Whatever the Father calls you, he's not going to lose one, ask John the Baptist. He ain't going to lose one, ask John, Peter, Paul. Not going to lose one. Adam, David, Solomon. You know, those of us want to say Solomon was in the sorcery and witchcraft. That's what you want to believe? Have at it. I'm going to say within the pages of this book. You can add to him if you want to, and I promise you, he's going to add to you the plagues that's written in this book. And that's everything that's in the lake of fire. Like I said, I don't know if death get an upgrade and destruction get an upgrade. All I know is that both of them is thrown in the lake of fire. And they're both angels. And they had a job. And that job is to keep, one is death came to take the light of man. And two, destruction was there to make sure that body decayed. That was his job. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Daniel's chapter 7 and verse 9.
Amen.
Daniel 7 and 9. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Daniel 7 and 9 reads, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the ancient of days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire.
That's how he coming. That's what he told the Pharisees. When you see me coming in a power and great glory. He didn't say that he was coming up in the first resurrection. He meant this. His throne is going to be on fire. He's going to be on fire.
Amen.
And he's going to be coming through the judgment with the rod of judgment. And if he pass over you and you're not... We're not fit to be delivered or forgiven. We're going to make it into the lake. God forbid.
God forbid.
But that's the end game. Continue.
Verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. And the judgment was set, and the books were opened.
Now, I'm going to look at this word set, because some of us believe that, well, you know, if you come up in the second resurrection, you know, you're going to get a chance to hear the word of God, you know. You get a chance to get taught, you know, because you didn't get a chance to get taught, you know, and so forth. He said the judgment is set. And the books are open. Let's look at this word set. Put in a specific, specified position or arrangement or place. To put into a specific state. To cause or assign someone undertake actions or perform a service. It says, to position oneself so as to be ready to do something, such as start running a race. To put in a stable or fixed position, unmovable. It don't matter how much we boo-hooing, the day we hit the dirt is the day we've been judged. It's the day we've been judged. The day we hit the dirt is the day we've judged.
Amen.
It ain't no crying out of this. We should be crying now.
Amen.
We should pray now. We should be fasting now.
Amen.
because you won't have a chance to do it then, because it's going to be coming so fast. It's going to be coming with the speed of light, and we don't want this conversation because it's not going to take long. He got zillions of people he need to judge. So he ain't going to have time to be sitting up here listening to that excuses. We're going to be a witness to ourselves. Whether we done good, spoke, treated people onto life, or whether we done evil, spoke evil, or treated people evil, that we shall reserve or be deserve death. It says, to cause or to become fixed. It says, to prepare for the catching of prey. It says, to concentrate or direct one's mind or attention for the purpose or goal. To direct or focus. To arrange, to compose, to write, to declare, demonstrate. To become fixed, hardened, to become permanent, fixed or established by agreement. The Father and the Son both agreed, because the Father's kingdom is not going to house anything that offends. So everything that offends will be cast out. That includes our funky attitudes, our funky spirits,
amen,
our lies, amen, our actions, amen, our misleading of people, amen, all those things. We're going to be counted for. Let's get back to the scripture. The judgment is permanent. It's been set. It's permanent. It's fixed. Unmovable. And it was arranged by two. The Father and the Son both agreed who is going to stand before the Father for all eternity. And it don't make any difference whether you're Israelite or not, because I know a whole lot of Hebrew Israelites that's going to the lake of fire. Ask Ahab. Ask Jeroboam.
Verse 11. Abihail then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, Abihail even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame.
See that? That's where the devil was cast into. Daniel saw that. Daniel saw the beast and the false prophet get thrown in the lake of fire. And John saw the devil get thrown in the lake of fire with the beast and the false prophet. Are we listening? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Isaiah chapter 30. In verse 1, because remember now, he said he's coming in, and he said, until the thrones was cast down, because he's the only one on one at this time, except for those that came up in the first resurrection. They all going to be witnesses. And then he said, the Ancient of Days did say, whose garment is white as snow, and his hair is hair like the pure wool, his throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. The Lord our God is a consuming fire. Let's look at that. Let's look at this conversation. He showed it to Isaiah. Go to Isaiah chapter 30 in verse 1. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 30 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Isaiah 30 and 1 reads, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin.
That they may do what?
Add sin to sin.
God forbid. So he said, this is when he said that to that man, he said, wait a minute, where are you coming from? You got on the wrong garments. You know, friend, he called him friend because he knew him. That meant that they had conversations before.
Amen.
Skip down to verse 8.
Verse 8 reads, now go, write it before them in a table and note it in the books, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever.
See, there go one of them books. Mm-hmm. See that? Here come them books. You got this child covered in lies. You got on the wrong coverings. They got on the lion's. And he said, now you write this in the book that they are lion spirit before him and the Father.
Mm-hmm.
They rather rejoice in lies than the truth. Continue.
Amen. Verse 9. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord.
See, they usurp authority from the law. They will not hear the law of the Lord. They refuse to hear the law of the Lord because it contradicts their agendas. Continue.
Amen. Verse 10. Which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit.
Come on.
Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us.
See, don't tell us exactly what the Lord wants us to do. You know, we still want to do what we want to do. So therefore, just, you know, cherry pick what we're supposed to be doing. Continue.
Verse 12. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness?
Yes, ma'am.
And stay thereon. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall.
Reprobate. Done. Done. Now you're sealed. Now you're not coming up in the first resurrection. Now you're not going to be able to stand in judgment. Done. Done. It's a wrap. Now you got the spirit of error to perform wickedness. Period. Continue.
Verse 14.
No. Skip down to
Isaiah 30 and 27.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Verse 27 reads, behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger.
Didn't he say he's going to be on that throne on fire? He said he coming from fire. He coming from the end of heaven. He's going to judge the entire creation. And that judgment is here. Watch this. Read on.
Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err.
Reprobates.
Wow.
Now you can't perform right. Judgment is taking hold on you. Now we can't perform that which is good. Now we done chose wickedness. Now it ain't no good coming out. Everything we do is destruction toward ourselves while we think we're trying to destroy someone else. That's a reprobate mind. It's like a dog chasing his tail. Now I'm chasing another dog. No, you're chasing your tail. Read on.
Amen. Verse 29. Ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy psalmody is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel.
Them angels are going to be singing, and it's going to be hypnotic. When we wake up, God forbid, that we wake up in the great white throne of judgment, but the song is going to be just hypnotic. It's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be just mesmerizing. We're not going to know the difference between consciousness and unconsciousness because we never experienced complete consciousness. We're going to think this is a dream. And the angels is going to be singing for God, because that's what they're there to do. Continue.
Amen. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones.
That's why there's no earth, and that's why the earth and the heavens fled away, because he coming like this. He said lightning is going to be coming down his arm. He said there's going to be fire in heaven, tempest, lightnings. Those lightnings is coming out of his throne. People, wait a minute. We're going to read this again. Go to Revelation chapter 19.
Amen.
Revelation 19, and let me get there, because he said lightnings is coming out, right? Okay.
Revelation 19 and verse 5 reads, and a voice came out of the throne saying,
see? Throne is going to be announcing his glory. Everybody's going to be freaking, because we never seen a throne talk.
Amen.
We've been playing games with thrones. You know, we see the queen sitting on this corny throne. We see the Game of Thrones, you know, in that corny series and whatnot, you know. This is going to be spanky brand new. It's going to be a new conversation. It's going to be another. Read on.
Amen. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
Now, he said, now the throne made all the angels bow down.
Mm-hmm.
That lets me know the throne got more authority than the angels. The throne can talk.
Amen.
It's thundering. Go to Revelation 4. This great white throne is alive. It's not a bench.
Amen.
Revelation 4 and verse 3. No, 2.
Revelation 4 and 2 reads, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald.
I don't know if this is going to send mixed messages to the Sodomites. I know they think that this is going to show some mercy. I doubt it. Continue.
Amen. And then verse 4. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold.
Those are angels. Read on.
Amen. Verse 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
So this is how he's coming. His throne is going to be jumping. It's going to have lightning, thunders, voices. It's going to be horrid. It's going to be horrifying. And we're not prepared for that. You know how I know we're not prepared for that? Because we're too busy judging one another. We're too busy jopping out on each other. We don't have no patience with one another. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying you got to put up with foolishness. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, oh, man, we don't fear God. And then some of us want to be just out here just wilding in the name of the Lord. Got news for you. Won't be able to see this. Won't be able to make it past that. That's coming. It's not sitting still. It's coming. It got wheels. It got lightning and thunders and things like that popping out. That's why he said you seen fire and tempests and thunderings. That's why. This throne ain't no joke. And then we seen out of him coming fire down his hand. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 30.
Amen.
Where did we leave off at?
Isaiah 30. He left off at Isaiah 30 and 30.
Read that again. Okay.
Isaiah 30 and down to verse 30. Read, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstone.
Come on.
For through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod.
Continue.
And in every place where the grounded staff shall pass.
See, we're going to have to pass under the rod of judgment. Every place. He said we're going to have to come under the rod. And if we don't make it past that, if you don't pass over our sins, we're going to the lake. We ain't going to be, ain't no running from this.
Right.
If I'm in the great white throne judgment and he's sitting on a bench, just sitting there like these judges in this world, I'm heading the other way. I don't care how many angels are there. I'm going the other direction. But because of this conversation, there's no escaping because he's coming with the speed of light. He's coming so fast, we will not have the time to articulate flight.
Amen.
Continue.
And in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps, and in the battles of shaking will he fight with it. Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Verse 33.
Oh, sorry, but I was posting. Verse 33 reads.
You have to post that too.
Yes, I am. For Tophet is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared.
So the lake of fire got a name.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Read on.
Amen. For Tophet is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doeth kindle it.
So the Lord is going to kick this fire off from his mouth. He going to kick this fire off. You think Satan is a fire-breathing dragon? No. He got that from him.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere in the book it says the serpent is a fire-breathing dragon. But I can read here that the God of Israel is a consuming fire. Go to Job 28 and 22. Job 28. And 22, when you receive it, read.
Job 28 and 22 reads, destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof.
See, destruction and what?
Death.
Heard with their ears, the angels, the living beings. The law just said they are alive. They have ears and hearing, and they can talk. They said, this is not a figure of speech. This is not an allegory. They said, we have heard of your fame.
Amen.
Go to Job chapter 38 and 17.
Amen. Job 38.
Yes, ma'am.
And verse 17 reads, have the gates of death been opened unto thee? Or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death?
See there? Death got gates. See, that's where he takes the light of man. That's why he's the shadow of death, because the light of man is in there. So if you got light there, then you got a shadow. Got a shadow. Something is there. You can't see him.
Amen.
He's called death. He's called the shadow of death. Because we can see it. Because it's a shadow that's being seen by the reflection of the light of men, which is the life of man. As John said, oh, Job, ain't no such thing as that. Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 107. Psalms 107 and verse 18. When you receive it, read one verse.
Verse 18?
Yes.
Psalms 107, verse 18 reads, their soul abhors all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death.
See that? Once again, so Job said it, and now here come Moses, here come David, they testifying of the same thing, the gates of death. So this ain't a loose conversation. The prophets knew that that death is a living being. It is an angel that has a job.
Right.
And he got somewhere that he keep the light of man. That is not they soul, but the essence. Once that light of man leave, this body grow cold and destruction take over. But death has the power to keep it inside of this thing that he said is bound by a gate. That's why the dead can't wake up and come out and just run all over the planet.
Amen.
If that was so, white people be in trouble.
Wow.
Because of slavery, all these slaves would be killing every white person they can get a hold of. Yeah. It don't make any difference if you was good to us or not. Job 12 and 22.
Job 11 and
33.
Job 11 and
33. Yes, ma'am.
You mean Job, or that
12? Oh, no. That's Job 12. Forgive me. Job 12 and 22. When you receive it, read.
Job 12 and 22 reads, he discovers deep things out of darkness, and bringeth out to the light the shadow of death.
There it is. He bringeth out to the light the shadow of death. It's a being. It's a living being.
Amen.
The only way you can see it is by the reflection of light. And that's the light of men. Let's look at this. Let's go into Job chapter 10 and 22. Job 10 and 22. When you receive it, read.
Job 10:22.
Yes, ma'am.
10:22 reads, a land of darkness as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as darkness.
What? See? You see how you keep talking about death as being something separate? As being something physical?
Mm-hmm.
In a certain place? That he said the land of darkness? That's what death is?
Mm.
Remember now, he got to wake them up. That means if he wakes them up, that gate got to get open. Keep that in mind, right? This gate got to get open.
Amen.
Go to Job 34:22.
Job 34:22.
When you receive it, read.
Job 34:22 reads, there is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves.
Ain't no escaping that.
Wow.
I don't care if you know, we can perform all the wickedness, and, you know, this is something that, you know, the world actually believed that, you know, we're just going to die. There's no judgment. The law is telling us that it is a judgment. What do you mean? 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 3 is wrong. That's judgment. It's going to be a judgment. Nowhere anyone that perform any wickedness is going to be able to hide themselves, not even in death, because death is going to have to let them go.
Amen.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Jeremiah 13:15.
Amen.
Jeremiah 13:15, when you receive it, read.
Jeremiah 13:15 reads, hear ye and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord hath spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God before he causes darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while ye look for light, he turn it into the shadow of death.
Ooh!
And make it gross darkness.
Man, he said, and when he show up, lights out. Lights out. It's a wrap. No more seeing none of this. This is all gone. It's all gone. Lights out. That's why he said, heaven and earth fled away. We will not be able to see any of these things ever again. Not even this little bitty thing of water. We're going to wish we was able to see that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to wish we was able to see a spider. We're going to wish we was able to see a cockroach. We're going to wish we was able to see a worm. We're going to wish those things.
Amen.
Go to Psalms 116:3.
Psalms 116:3. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell gat hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me.
See. You said, man, deliver my soul. Deliver me from the snares of death. Wake me up in righteousness. In Jesus' name, please wake me up in righteousness. Deliver me from this.
Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee.
That's good. Where are we?
I was verse 7.
Okay. Go to Job 33:19. You know, and there's a lot in this conversation concerning when Job was talking about, because he was praying to die. He was praying because he was going through it, Jack. He had all kind of ills and things, and he was feeling this. He was like, God, why don't you just take me off the planet? Why am I going through this? So God is showing him, you don't know nothing about death, my man. You don't. Let me tell you a couple of things while you praying for this. Mm. What did I say?
Job 33:19.
Continue.
He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain.
This is what happens when people start to die. Their bones stick out. They're in pain. You know, if some of us have seen loved ones that's dying from an illness and so forth, and watching his body go to the destroyer, this is this conversation. Listen. Read on.
Verse 20. So that his life abhors bread and his soul dainty meat.
So he ain't even got an appetite anymore mm-hmm. to sustain himself. That's what happened when you get sick on the death. You don't even have an appetite. So the walking dead is the dumbest flick we could ever think of that could ever be true. Read on.
Verse 22, yea, his soul draws near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyer.
See that?
Oh, no, I don't think I read 21.
Uh-huh.
His flesh is consumed away that he cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out.
See, that's what happens when you get sick and die. Yeah. Your bones start sticking out, things like that continue.
Yea, his soul draws near into the grave, and his life to the destroyer.
That's why he said death and destruction have said with their ears, we have heard of your fame. Death and destruction, which would be death in hell. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Job chapter 12 and 22.
Amen.
Let's read that again, Job 12 and 22.
Job 12 and 22 reads, he discovereth deep things out of darkness and bringeth out to light the shadow of death.
Okay, let's go into Psalms 107 and verse 14.
Amen. Psalms 107. In verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder.
Whoa! So that's the resurrection. That's going to happen. He brought them out of the shadow of death and break the bands of death. That's the resurrection. Right? Mm-hmm. But death and hell get cast in a lake of fire. Is this an upgrade? Or is this a punishment? I'm still scratching my head because this has been their job since Adam sinned. And if Adam sinned, then if this is their job, then why is it that they're going to be punished for doing their job and keeping the commandments?
Amen.
Hebrews 2 and 8. Hebrews 2 and 8.
Amen.
When you receive it, read.
Hebrews 2 and 8. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him.
Skip down to verse 14 and continue.
Verse 14 reads, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil.
So the devil got the power of death, right? So the devil is more powerful than death, right? Why can we say that? And what did he take from the devil? What did he take from the devil? Let's look at that. Let's go to Revelations chapter 1 and 18. 1 and 18. Revelations 1 and 18. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Revelation 1:18 reads, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death.
What? He got the keys of the gates of hell. He got them now. So I told you it was a physical gate. He said, I got the keys now. I told you it was a physical being. I took the keys. He said, I destroyed the works of the devil. And I took the keys from the devil, from this spirit, death. He took the keys from him. Now he got them. Remember now, else he wouldn't have power of life and death. He said, all power is given to me from the Father, even life and death. Deuteronomy's 18 and verse 9. Deuteronomy's chapter 18 and verse 9. When you receive it, read.
Deuteronomy 18 and verse 9 reads, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer.
Wait a minute. So all of these things are what? Read on.
For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from before thee.
Woo! So he said this. He said, I don't want no necromancers and witches among you that deal with familiar spirits. So therefore, he said he got the keys of death, right? Now, this is the only reason why I would think that the spirit of death is in trouble. Why? Because the devil had power over death. What do you mean? A necromancer is the practice of supposedly communicating with the spirit or familiar spirit of the dead in order to predict the future. Black magic, sorcery. It says a necromancer who practiced magical sorcery, a sorcerer, a wizard, a magician, an enchanter, a sorcerer or magician, an exorcist or exorcist. It says a magician or sorcerer of ancient time. It says a sorceress, a woman sorcerer who believed to, okay, it says, once again, it says to be able to do what? The practice of supposedly communicating with the spirit of the dead in order to predict the future. If this wasn't so, it would not be in the law, just like it is not, just like it is so that we can go and commit fornication. We can go and commit idolatry. We can go and eat unclean. So if these things wasn't so that we can communicate with the dead, why is this in this book? That we shouldn't do it, and that he called it an abomination. See that? Let's look at that. Let's go into 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse 7. When you receive it, read.
1 Samuel 28 and 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 7 reads, then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that have a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, behold, there is a woman that have a familiar spirit at Endor.
Ain't that the name of that woman named Bewitch? Ain't that the name of her mama?
Yeah.
Endora? There it is. See that? They be playing games. They trying to say that she's the one that Saul talked to. Remember that they don't age on Bewitched. I used to watch that and used to think that, oh man, it'd be cool to have a witch for a wife. She can cause all kind of things to come up and pop up, and you could be rich and
wow,
all kind of things. And then it came to my mind. I was like, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather have a genie.
Okay.
Hey.
And what's the difference?
No, because a genie is an evil spirit.
That's right.
It's a jinn. A jinn is a Muslim word for an evil devil.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, seek unto me a witch, right? Read on.
Verse 8. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee.
See there? They can do it. They can do it. What do you mean? They can bring up the dead. They can. A necromancer, mm-hmm. a witch with a familiar spirit, they can have these conversations. This is why I think death is in trouble. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Amen. Verse 9. And the woman said unto him, Behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, As the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, Whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, Bring me up Samuel.
So Samuel must have been a common name, right? Okay, whatever Samuel he talking about, right? So she's like, okay, all right, I'll bring you up Samuel. She had this type of juice. Read on.
Verse 12, and when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, Why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul.
Now she knew she seen the prophet Samuel. He said, Bring me up Samuel. She saw him because she knew who Samuel was. Read on.
And the king said unto her, Be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw God descending out of the earth.
Ooh, here he comes. Read on.
And he said unto her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle.
Continue.
And Saul perceived that it was Samuel. And he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself.
Now some would say, see, he perceived it was Samuel. That's right. Because the book said they can do it. And that's right. They can do it. Read on.
Amen. 15. And Samuel said to Saul, Why hast
thou... Whoa. And who said what?
And Samuel said to Saul.
See, Samuel's talking now. This ain't no perception. The book says Samuel said to Saul. Continue.
And Samuel said to Saul, Why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from
me. He said, Why you bring me up? He was asleep. Now you're going to wake him from, he ain't wake up with his physical body. She saw him. Saul couldn't see him. He perceived that it was Samuel through her, through the familiar spirit. Read on.
And God has departed from me and answereth me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called thee that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then said Samuel, Wherefore then doest thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee and has become thine enemy? And the Lord hath done to him as he spake by me. For the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thy hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David.
Samuel's talking. This is not some goof. This is literally his spirit. She woke him up. He was supposed to be sleeping with the angels, waiting on the resurrection, the first resurrection. And she woke him up. And God is showing that necromancers, witches, that has a familiar spirit like this one, can communicate with the dead. And God said, this is an abomination. If he didn't say it was an abomination, if he said it wasn't so, people would, it wouldn't be in a book. But it is in a book.
All right.
It is in the book of things that we should not be doing. Continue.
Because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow shall thou and thy sons be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines.
He said, tomorrow you're going to be in the grave with me. You're going to be right in this place in the gates of death. See that? See that? So death do have a gate. Jesus do have the keys to death. But death was allowing these spirits to allow these men or people or beings to come in and out dimensions. So maybe death was blowing a mission. I don't know. All I know is they get thrown in a lake of fire. Are they getting an upgrade? I don't know. All I know, death and hell get to go in a lake. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelations chapter 20 and verse 12. 20 and 12. When you receive it, read.
Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12 reads, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them.
See, had to open up, they had to come out them gates. Read on.
And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
Now, see, is this an upgrade? Because he said, this is the second death. Because ain't no coming out of this one. Read on.
Amen. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
And we're going to deal with that tomorrow. Let's look at this a little further. Go to Matthew 22 and 1. Matthew 22 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Matthew 22 verse 1 reads, and Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come into the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city.
The armies are the angels.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he sent. Read on.
Verse 8. Then said he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage.
Now, here come the Melchizedek priesthood. This ain't about lineage. It's whosoever will, whoever want to follow the Father, whoever will call to follow the Father, that's the one that's going to get in. Continue.
Amen. Oh, what was I asked?
You was at 10.
Thank you. Verse 10. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all, as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless.
Stop. Isaiah saw this. Once again, go to Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 1.
Isaiah 30.
Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 30 and 1. And read that. We're coming right back to this, though. Isaiah 30 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Isaiah 30 and 1 reads again. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin.
That's the garments they had on. That's why he said he had on the wrong stuff. He had on the wrong garments. Now, let's go back to that Matthew chapter 22. Where do we leave off? We left off at 12.
Back to 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew 22 and 12 reads. And he said unto him, Friend, how...
He knew him. Mm-hmm. This is why he said, many shall say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we done these wonderful works and this, that, and the other? Because they didn't come up in the first resurrection. They standing in the judgment. Haven't we cast out devils in your name? Haven't we done this? We don't want it. We don't want it. We do not want it. Ooh, we don't want it. Read on.
And he said unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither not having a wedding garment?
Woo, come on.
And he was speechless. Then he said the king to the servant, then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
See,
for many are called, but few are chosen.
He got the keys to death now. Ain't no coming out of that. That's the second death. He said, bind him hand and foot. So it ain't going to be like you swimming in a lake of fire. Talking about, you're going to be bound. You're not going to be able to move like a paraplegic. Bound. Stationary. For all eternity, you have our extremities. You will not be able to even turn your head. Bind him hand and foot. You know they be showing people in a lake of fire? They be, oh, I'm burning. And it won't be none of that. That's too much like liberty. That's too much like freedom of choice. All that get taken away. You're a prisoner now of damnation. This is the second death. Oh, it sounds like he got an upgrade. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters,
read your Bible, Sam.
Read your Bibles.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.